Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online Magazine, with us now live on the line from Indiana. Welcome to Press TV, sir. Now, I just mentioned some of the key points that Benjamin Netanyahu was saying there, and the interesting part, I assume, is where he sets conditions for what he calls a diplomatic solution on Iran. What do you think about those conditions that he outlined there, especially when he calls the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani a liar, saying that he talks a lot but is not taking enough action?
I think the conditions are unacceptable, and I think that he knows they're unacceptable, and I think the whole point of this is to make any type of peaceful agreement impossible by setting demands that are too high that no nation could ever agree to. So I think that's what his plan is. His plan is not to come, his plan is to make sure that peace doesn't break out. There's a great fear among the Israeli lobby right now that peace may break out as a result of Obama's phone conversation with President Rouhani and his statement to Netanyahu that they are going to pursue this overture and see where it leads.
And it's very interesting because the bulk of that speech, Mr. Jones, was basically about Iran, the Iranian president, the Iranian government, the Islamic Republic. So what do you think that says about the amount of concern, we could even call it obsession in the way that Premier Netanyahu is talking about it, that Israel actually has about Iran?
Well, I mean, if Iran is not perceived as a threat, that reduces all of Israel's leverage and all of their control over American foreign policy. I think this was a brilliant move on the part of President Obama, similar to what Nixon did when he went to China. Defusing this threat, it automatically decreases the power of the Israel lobby over the United States foreign policy, and that's something that I think he's been trying to do for a long time now.
Yeah, and in line with what you just said there, he said that if Iran does acquire nuclear weapons, it's going to have an appetite for aggression, I'm quoting here. It's going to create a situation where nuclear weapons are going to be used and proliferated in the Middle East, and that would be very dangerous. And this is quite ironic because right now Israel is considered to be the sole possessor of nuclear weapons in that same region. And he's referring to Iran as an aggressive state. He's saying that Iran has conducted, perpetrated, or planned terrorist attacks around the world. And ironically, Israel itself is being accused as, you know, the power in the Middle East that is conducting wars in Lebanon, in Gaza, is creating a lot of instability right now. So how do you think these comments like this, that Iran is being aggressive or that Iran has intentions to wage wars, how acceptable do you think these kinds of comments are to the international community?
Well, I think that the whole world is starting to see through Israel's orchestration or attempt to orchestrate events in the Middle East. I mean, I think the one thing that Netanyahu did say that was the truth is that he said he came here to spoil the party. I think the world changed over that weekend in September when the Pope had that prayer vigil, and then suddenly Obama decided he's not going to attack, and suddenly Putin is a big player and they're going to dismantle. All these things changed the world. And what you saw at this point was that the tide is now flowing in the opposite direction. On last Friday, President Rouhani was on the cover of the New York Times. Everybody wants peace now. Nobody wants another war. The only people that want the war are Israel and the Israel lobby, and they're not part of the party anymore. Mm. The tide is flowing in a different direction, and now they all come across as these kind of petulant, angry warmongers that the tide is just leaving behind. Mm.
And we know it's one thing for the international community, the IAEA or the relevant bodies to come and investigate Iran's nuclear facilities, or to find if there is, to find out if there is actually any evidence to support claims that Iran might be developing nuclear weapons. But it's another thing when an entity like Israel, which has nuclear weapons, is asking Iran to stop its nuclear program, which Iran says is entirely for peaceful purposes, and the IAEA up until now hasn't found anything to determine that it is a nuclear weapons program. So the question that is raised here is, why should Israel be questioning Iran's nuclear program. We're actually asking Iran to entirely end or halt its entire nuclear program.
Well, the crucial factor here is provoking an attack so that there can be no discussion. Because if there's discussion, then the disparity between reality and this what Israel's saying is going to come out. Yeah, Israel has nuclear weapons. The president of Iran is asking them to admit that they have nuclear weapons, and then to sign the same accords that Iran has signed. And once the discussion proceeds down this way, and once we're not going to have like a hair trigger attack on Syria, which I think was the purpose of that false flag operation, I think we'll see things heading toward a peaceful solution in the Middle East. At least I think that's what's happening. I think that's why Netanyahu had to rush over here and make sure the peace doesn't break out.
And he did make an interesting remark there as well, Mr. Jones. He said Israel will stand alone if it has to when confronting Iran. Do you think that there is a sense there that Israel may be actually thinking that it's going to be isolated now that the relations seem to be going somewhere between Iran and the United States?
Yes, they are isolated. That's true. But if by stand alone he means attacking Iran by himself, Israel attacking Iran by itself, that's not going to happen. They've been trying to get the United States to attack Iran for years now because they know they can't do it themselves. And certainly now, when public opinion is heading, this tide of public opinion, the zeitgeist is heading toward peace, they can't do it now. So if standalone means military option, no, that's not that. They're just blowing smoke.
And of course, a lot has been asked about the recent comments by President Barack Obama after he met Benjamin Netanyahu. Iran is seeing it as a very negative change of tone by President Obama. He said that all options are still on the table, including the military option. Even earlier on, Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, said that Obama has not recognized Iran's right to enrich uranium, and these coming after that historic phone contact between Iran and the U.S. So do you think that President Obama, by making these kinds of statements, is actually following what Iran calls a flip-flop policy on Iran and is not serious about rapprochement?
No, I think they are serious. I think this is for the consumption of the Israel lobby and because Benjamin Netanyahu is sitting in a chair in the same room with him. I think he has to say these things to appease these people, the Israel lobby, which is still very powerful in the United States. But I think he is going to take this seriously. I think he's been looking for a way to break the power of the Israel lobby for his entire time in office. It's not an easy thing to do. The Congress is still under the thumb of these people. But again, you can't underestimate the power of the zeitgeist, the power of the spirit of the times that I think is now determining the way people think. That's the message that you get from reading this piece about in the New York Times about how charming President Rouhani is and how it's all different than when Ahmadinejad came to the United Nations and so on and so forth. You can't underestimate the power of the ideas flowing in this direction.
But of course, the major question here would be, Mr. Jones, how far is President Obama or the United States willing to go when it comes to action? I mean, we just heard Netanyahu saying there that sanctions should only be lifted, in his words, if Iran fully dismantles its nuclear program, etc. Iran has been saying, of course, that it's not going to discontinue its uranium enrichment program. It views that as its right, its natural right, according to the NPT. So do you think Obama is going to go as far as lifting the sanctions on Iran and at the same time recognizing Iran's right to enrichment?
I think he's under pressure from the European Union at this point. The court of the European Union has declared the sanctions illegal. The European countries have a limited amount to appeal this decision. If this goes through, if they lift the sanctions, the United States has no power to reimpose them. If the United States cannot impose sanctions all by themselves, if one country breaks ranks or if the Europeans break ranks, then everybody's going to be rushing to the door to want to do business, do business with the Iranians. America is a commercial republic. They do not want to be left out in the cold when other people are making money. So this is the pressure on the other side of the pressure that Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to exert at this point. And I think that this economic pressure from the Europeans is going to carry the day. I think that what Obama is looking for is an excuse to end the options, which will diminish the power of the Israel lobby and get America back to doing business with the Iranians again. I think that's what he wants to do.
Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, joining us there live from Indiana.